Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
About to commence.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike?
Leslie,
guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
It is hump day, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Yes, I am getting that feedback.
It's even, wow.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Okay, am I here? Wait a minute. How about now? Still getting feedback?
I don't know what that.
Okay.
Okay.
We're still getting some feedback. Can you hear that?
I don't know what it is.
Okay.
Welcome. I didn't say you did. I just said, can you hear that?
Can
you
hear it? I can hear your mouth.
That's weird. Getting feedback here.
Okay.
Well, let me change. I'll tell you what we're going to do is we're going to... Can you hear it on the radio outside?
Currently 50 degrees in the downtown Sioux, 7:06 in the morning here. Our highs are going to be 75 today. What a lovely day. You know, it was so beautiful. I had the back doors open last night. I can hear the birds. I mean, really, the birds were singing. They were beautiful enough that, you know, you could hear them when you're having a conversation in the house. It was fabulous. Anyway, so clear tonight with 49. I think everybody's feeling like that whole spring is busting it out all over. Thursday, sunny with 76. Thursday night, lows of 47. Our Friday's call for 73 with our lows on Friday night with temperatures around 49. Now, chance of showers come back on Saturday with our highs of around 71. Sunday's chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a high near 67. We just have a week till Easter comes, darling. And, of course, we're going to check on our lake levels from Bob. And we do have, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Kevin Kelly's going to be calling in as well, too, because he's right there on the scene.
Well, we have also the
Holiday Harbor.
The weather's always brought to you by
Shasta Gas Propane,
where they give veterans and senior discounts, 365-3793, locally owned, locally operated. So, Bob Martin. You're sitting out there. I said, can you check and see, does it sound like it on the radio? I mean, that's what you were going to do.
No, the radio sounds great.
Okay. All right. So we're okay then. We're not getting feedback going anywhere else. Okay.
Not really feedback. It's sort of more like an echo, you know.
It's gone. Yeah. Okay. Now it's gone. Okay.
So Bob, our lake levels, and then we'll get ready. And you can do your
You know what? I'm just kind of like starting here, and, you know, and I'm like hearing things, and then, you know, Bob's trying to figure out over here, and, you know, Bob, I'm going to go listen to the radio, and then he just leaves. Yeah, good job.
What is the name of that radio show that we used to see?
Could be KRP in Cincinnati. No, they were much more organized than we are this morning. Okay, all right, we're starting again.
Hump day.
It's hump day.
84,000 more feet of storage in the lake, cubic feet of storage in the, or correction, that's acre feet. That's a lot more water. 84,000 increase, that brings us up to 1,040 feet. That is now 27 feet from the top of Shasta Dam. That's the lake level, so it's starting to taper off from those incredible rains, but it'll continue to rise a couple of feet, and probably taper off to about a foot or so a day for the next several days, and that's good news.
Well, it is, and it's like 108% of the historic average is out there today in the Lake of Shasta, which means is even better news because we still have the snow. The snow coming, that'll be melting, the snowpacks that'll be melting and bringing more water down in there. And they're saying Trinity Lake will be filled up because of the snowpacks. Right now it's below average. And we're like 5 degrees above the average temperatures today for the next couple of days. So, hey, on Saturday, May 7th, there's going to be the Military Order of the Purple Heart is going to have a fundraiser out at Gold Hills Golf Club, their annual fundraiser out there. And they're looking for golfers, hole sponsors, and raffle prize donations for their annual golf tournament. The format will be a four-person scramble with a 1 p.m. shotgun start that Saturday, May 7th. They provide multiple donations to the veterans' home, including financial assistance to veterans' families with spouses deployed, as well $7,000 in scholarships to local high school and college students. $150 to sponsor a hole, cash donations, as well as raffle prizes of any value would be appreciated. Give Bill Phelan a call at 339-5449 or J.T. Thomason at Gold Hills at 246-7867. Make checks payable to the Military Order of the Purple Heart, MOPH, Chapter 2001. Okay, and we're going to keep talking about that a lot here. Okay, a lot of things happened. You know, remember that kid, that 21-year-old college student in North Korea? What happened to him?
Okay,
he took a banner.
Otto Wambeyer gets 15 years of hard labor. Wow. Okay.
He took a banner off the wall, and then he returned it, or he tried to return it, and he just left it.
Well, according to these accounts, hard labor for trying to steal a political banner from a hotel.
He didn't steal it.
This 21-year-old kid, a Virginia undergraduate student from Wyoming, Ohio, he was arrested in January, so they call it for allegedly perpetrating a hostile act against the regime. Wambeyer was convicted of subversion and sentenced in a one-hour trial Wednesday morning. He was presented to the media in Pyongyang 2 weeks before his trial, where he apologized for trying to steal the banner from a staff-only area of the hotel he was staying at. He said he wanted it simply as a trophy for a church member in Wyoming. He was arrested while visiting a country with Young Pioneer Tours, an agency specializing in travel to North Korea. I wonder if they're going to go again. They say you too can go to prison for 15 years if you take one thing off the floor. North Korea said he traveled to the country as a tourist, but with the real aim of destroying the unity of North Korea with the tactive connivance of the U.S. government. Connivance.
The connivance. The tacit. Tacit connivance with the U.S. government.
Wow.
Well, you know what? Guess what? You go to North Korea.
Wait, some of these
first of all, going
countries.
To North Korea anyway. Why would you do that? Okay, big news. Of course, Trump triumphs. Trump he enlarged his lead in delegates yesterday on Super Tuesday. He took all the states except Ohio. Kasich took Ohio, but not only did Trump win big in Florida, he won every county except Dade County, and that's where Rubio comes from. Rubio has now suspended his campaign. Ted Cruz is saying, I'm the only one that can stop Trump from winning the nomination. And here's the question is, why? Why would he, if Trump is winning now at 53-54% in the country. And, of course, Karl Rove, the big expert that said that Mitt Romney was going to have a runaway last time, is saying, he's only a 30% guy. Then he says he's only a 40% guy. Now they're saying he's up in the 50s. And as far as his support, and now Rubio. Rubio hasn't said who he's going to throw his support behind, of course. Kasich won in Ohio, but he's the governor there. He's well-liked, and that's the only place that he won. The rest of the evening, he was down in the single digits. Hillary won them all. She ran the table, I believe, yesterday. And, she was close to Missouri, Missouri. But she won, so it looks like she is on her way to the nomination. Either, if she's not arrested, if she's not arrested by the time the convention starts, she looks like she's a shoo-in for this. Now, Trump then said, like you mentioned earlier, that he said he's not going to debate. He said, wait a minute. He said, you know what, you want to start donating some money to the Wounded Veterans Funds and all this, that's fine. He said Wounded Warriors, which at this point, Wounded Warriors is under fire, of course, because the CEO and the chief financial officer were just fired due to the fact that there was not just their salaries, which were kind of high, but the fact of all the partying and money spent on gratuitous things that weren't important.
So the
and
networks
the money,
are the ones that are winning on this. Yeah, but, well, you know, enough already, he says, with the debates. He goes, but now if he does not do the debate, you now you've got Cruz and Kasich because Mark Rubio's pulled out.
Mm-hmm. It's time to take a break. Let's take a quick break here for and find out who is sponsoring us
all right
this week.
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back. Carl and DeBott, it's Hump Day.
Hi, this is Sue Blake from Powerhouse Solar. Like most people, you are probably considering how you're going to reduce your household expenses and make those dollars stretch a little further. At Powerhouse Solar, we specialize in helping people find peace in the chaos. By lowering their electric bills through solar energy, we put them back in control and help them save money. We design solar systems that lower your energy bills, give you a manageable monthly payment you can count on, and avoid the electric rate increases. If you want energy independence with a battery backup system, we do that too. Getting solar installed on your home or business is a smart way to combat rising energy bills, and choosing the superior quality of SunPower Solar is equally important. Powerhouse Solar, we're a premier dealer for SunPower. We choose to partner with SunPower because they are the strongest American solar manufacturing company with the best warranty and the most efficient solar panel in the world. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or learn more at powerhousesolar.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Barr on Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Barr. It's Wednesday morning, the 16th of March, 2016. 50 degrees out there, going up to a beautiful 75 degrees today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Properties by Merit and John Scaife, who has all the knowledge and expertise to find you that brand new home, whether it's your first one or, gosh, maybe your 30th one. It makes no difference. Plus, commercial property is one of his strengths. All of this at Properties by Merit, locally owned, locally operated. Give him a call at 338-2112, John Scaife. Okay, so we all know we don't go to North Korea. And the other part, too, was Trump's not going to be in, he said he's not going to be in the debates because the news organizations make all this money and none of it's being donated back to the veteran community. The other thing is Obama, at about 8 o'clock this morning, I'm sure Bob can be checking this on the news, if we can get him to do that, his Supreme Court nominee at 8 o'clock this morning.
I shall be waiting with bated breath.
Well, it'd be interesting to see who it is, that's for sure.
Well, it's just come up.
Oh, is it just come up right now already?
That he has, Merrick Garland. The battle for control of the Supreme Court has a name, Merrick Garland. He will nominate the federal appeals court judge for promotion to the nation's highest court at 11 Wednesday, according to media. Okay. And confirmed by the Senate, Garland would replace the conservative bulwark Antonio Scalia, tipping a delicate balance on the court. All right. He says, I've made my decision, but Obama wrote in an email to supporters Wednesday morning. Today we'll announce the person I believe is eminently qualified to sit on the Supreme Court.
So what's this guy's name?
His name is Merrick Garland.
Okay. Well, we're going to need to look him up and see what he is. I have a feeling Bob's going to be looking him up right now so we can kind of get a background on this. Because this is a huge, huge, huge appointment. Of course, the Republicans have said it doesn't make any difference if you nominate Ted Cruz. We're not going to look at it because we want this to be for the next president to make that decision. Of course, this is the same thing, and of course the Democrats are saying, oh, no, that's unconstitutional, even though that Obama and half the Democrats said the same thing back when it came up for Bush to make a nomination. So
I just put his bio up in the chat room.
Okay, and what's it look like to you? Does it say anything specifically about him? I tell you what, you read it, and then we'll kind of come back to that. According to White House figures, 25% of the 11 million who signed up for Obamacare dumped it in the first year. 1.5 million never paid the premium. 1.1 million canceled coverage. 500,000 couldn't prove their citizenship or that they were here here legally. The reasons? High deductibles, as we know. The fact is, too, is the way it's written, if they have coverage for 90 days after they cancel, and so what they do is they can sign up during the middle of the year. So if they have a large, if they have like a lot of medical work that has to be done, they sign up and they get the high premiums, or they get a lot of subsidies on this. But it's still a lot of money out of the average person's pocket. It's not just the Cadillac care; it's the Chevy care, too. Anyway, so they're opting out. Now, here's the other thing: you can come back in the next year without making up the money you owe from the previous year. This is a great deal. If you're, once you've learned how to game the system, which they obviously have, so they're going to do it. So that's what's happening with Obamacare as of today. And they're looking at this coming year that the numbers are going to be down even more. So it makes you wonder, is it worth changing all of what's happening in our medical care with these kind of things happening? With people dropping out, with the high deductibles, with it making it harder for people to have coverage instead of the coverage itself. Okay, what else do we know about what's his name?
Merrick.
Merrick. I posted some of his judicial philosophy into the KCNR chat room. He's considered to be a judicial moderate. There are those who say he is anti-Second Amendment. I don't see a specific reference to that. He's an admirer of former Chief Justice John Marshall. He also hoped that he could write as well as Oliver Wendell Holmes. So he's generally regarded as being fairly center, but the Republican folks have said they will block anybody and everybody who is put forward.
I think Obama should have called their bluff and put Senator Ted Cruz forward. But I kind of got the feeling is that he would never do that. Of course, when they were talking about the governor of Utah, his name is floated out. Of course, we know that's not true. But so now this is the gentleman. Now, probably at any other time, maybe he would have been, somebody to look at. But I have a feeling that he's just being offered up because he is moderate, but he's also moderate left. If he's, for Brennan, if he clerked for Brennan and these. So it'd be interesting to see what his background is, to see what, on the important things he's ruled on.
At 63, Garland is the oldest person nominated to the Supreme Court since President Nixon. named Justice Lewis Powell in 71. So he's relatively his advanced age may help explain why Hatch floated the D.C. Circuit Chief Judge as his ideal Obama nominee. Another factor that almost certainly played a role in as Garland's reputation for moderation. For example, Garland joined an opinion holding that the federal judiciary lacks the authority to assert habeas corpus jurisdiction at the behest of an alien held at a military base leased from another nation, a military base outside the sovereignty of the United States.
Oh, well, a moderate. So, moderates. But you know what? I'm just, you know, this is just the beginning of it. And this, I don't think it makes any difference. Though it does put a lot of pressure on the Republicans. They're saying that, hey, this guy's not a far left like the last two that Obama's thrown in there. He's a 63-year-old white justice who's a moderate. So, you know.
Which is going to irritate a lot of people who wanted, you know, a blind lesbian or something put on the panel. You know?
Well, I think that you've got right now, you've got, it's you know, it's 4-4. This next justice is a huge thing. And then whoever gets elected next time should have, you know, something to say about this. And the other part of this is that I have a feeling that Ginsburg's not going to make another 4 years. So the next president is going to have a chance also to put somebody else on the panel there. That's why this election is so important. So you have to ask yourself, are the people running from the Republican Party, I mean, you know, Cruz is a conservative. I mean, he's a rock-hard conservative. How conservative is Donald Trump? Is Donald Trump conservative enough to say, I want a strict constitutionalist in here to replace these, you know, these judges? Because he's going, if the Republicans do hold out for the next 6 months, and they only have to hold out until October when, you know, it's, you know, the, then the elections are being held and, you know, the courts, recess here, I think, in June. So they got through the rest of the summer, and then they come back. So it's going to be really interesting to see what happens here with this guy, Garland. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. Call Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Dandelion. Unique Gifts and Clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
Reading Kia has temporarily moved.
Not very far, just a couple hundred yards to the west.
So they can build a new and bigger and better showroom and service facility for you.
It's been a long time coming, and it's going to be incredible when it's completed.
Reading Kia has temporarily moved to 380 East Cypress while they build their new facility. So let's have a move-in sale.
All 2016 Kia Sorentos, 16 Kia Optimas, Fortes, Sportages, Souls, and Rios are priced to move.
Make no payments for 90 days on new 16 Optimas and Sorentos, Reading's go-to fun vehicle.
0% financing available on certain models.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every new car purchased.
And America's best warranty.
Head them up. Move them out. Come on in.
Subject to prior sale ends April 1st. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for 0% offer, plus tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation fees, and any emission testing charges.
Well done.
Reading Kia has temporarily moved.
Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
Don't miss the moving sale at Reading Kia.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Mary McCurdy, and I represent Properties by Merit. We are a locally owned full-service real estate firm. Whether you are buying or selling, I can help. Call me today at 949-1550 or check out my website at marymccurdy.com. At Properties by Merit, we make your dreams become reality. Call or text me at 949-1550.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:30 in the morning here on Wednesday, hump day, March the 16th. 50 degrees out there right now, going up to 75 today. It's going to be beautiful. Shasta Gas Propane brings us the weather reports, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Celtic sensation, Lorena McKennitt, March 20th. But then the man is coming.
Jay Leno.
March the 26th. And you can get tickets right now. ReadingCivic.com. Contact your box office at 229-0022. But readingcivic.com.
Make sure you go to
that's the one you want to go to.
That particular website,
that's
or
right.
Or drive up to the just box office, yep, if you want to. But don't follow any outside ticket vendors, because they're scalpers, folks, and you've got to stay in this local. And again, the website to go to is www.readingcivic.com. That is where you get your tickets, and only there. Yep. Anyway, so Jay Leno, that's going to be exciting. And again, Lorena McKennitt. And I have been listening to Lorena McKennitt since the 80s. She's wonderful. She has mystical music. And it's, you know, if you're really into like that ethereal. In fact, her song, Carl, would have been like the sound. Remember one of your favorite, a Gladiator? Remember the beginning of Gladiator?
Yeah.
Ooh. That's the kind of music she does.
Oh. Well,
really
that
cool.
That means is if I hear it playing through the house, should I put on my shield?
Yes.
Because here comes Linda, you know, the other way with her Spartan helmet on.
No, I really like to listen to that kind of music.
You know what I really like to do, and that's go to the Home and Garden Show.
Yay!
It's this weekend, 18th, 19th, and 20th, and we have a Bruce Echobarker. Barger. You know, I'm sorry.
Echo Barger.
I can't even read my own writing here.
Yeah,
hey, we see Bruce once a year. You know, no, we see him more because we go down to the...
Jeff.
We go to the cookie store, and then we fly. I mean, this guy's all over the place.
He is. He's good.
And we love to see, you know, local people putting their passion in growth and wonderful and beautiful things. And so here comes the spring. And boy, I'll tell you what, have we ever been more excited about the spring than now?
Oh, yes.
Because we really truly had a winter.
We did.
You know, with real, you know, breezy jackets and winter everything. So Bruce is here to talk about our Spring Home and Garden Expo, which is happening this weekend.
Yes, at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. It's this weekend. It's just a great venue. I don't know if anyone's been out to the fairgrounds lately, but it's nice and green. It's just really nice.
Everything's green.
Yes. And, you know, the buildings are full. We have Axner. They do a great display in the back. This year they're doing some seminars back there. And they've been there working since Monday. They've been doing just a great job.
I'm wondering, if this is a place that if you want to find out, okay, you know, perhaps in mulching, you're, of course, you know, what to enhance your roses.
You have the worm guy there?
And your grass.
The grass. Yeah, I don't have the worm guy there.
Oh.
But Axner, yeah, they're going to be able to tell you all that. And then we have landscapers there also, so they're going to be able to tell you what they can do or help you with your garden, you name it, help you with your lawn. We have tree services there, like pruning.
So you name it. Oh,
we lost our tree last year, and we've been fighting it for a couple of years. But this last year,
thank God we took it out.
I'm glad we took it out now with all this rain and the wind. I think we would have had it in our living room.
A nervous wreck. Yeah. So, Bruce, you've been involved in this home and garden expo now for how many years?
I've been involved for about 37 years.
Okay, 37 years. And you also own the cookie store.
Correct.
Cookie jar.
Yep. Okay, well, what's it called, really?
Well, they're cookie jar cookies, but since we added the self-serve yogurt, we call it cookies and yogurt.
Cookies and yogurt, okay. And right next to what used to be the Rayleigh store, and you had wonderful news. When Rayleigh's left, you guys did suffer some maybe walk-ins.
Yeah.
Now you're back up.
Well, we have a great community here, and the people that come to my store, they like quality product.
You've got great stuff there.
Yeah, the cookies, top of the line, yogurt, high-end yogurt.
Lloyd and Fitz.
Yeah, Fitz and Floyd.
Fitz and Floyd.
Fitz and Floyd.
We're just doing great today, aren't we? We're just pulling this. We're just getting it all started this morning with the microphone.
I'm sorry, but you have if you want to have the best, the grooviest deviled egg platter.
Yes. And
you have it.
Yeah, Easter now. Yeah, we have some really neat egg platters there.
And I love to go at Christmas and buy ornaments, but Easter time, you must have such a great time when you go to market.
We do. Pick
out just really cool things. You're not going to get anywhere else in Redding.
Correct.
Or probably this side of Sacramento.
Correct, yeah. We do go to different venues all over to get the unique stuff. Like I said, we like things that are unique.
So cool. Okay, I'm looking forward to coming in. You're through with Christmas, and so you've the cookie and yogurt store. So how long have you owned that particular? That was family owned, right? And then you moved.
Correct. My uncle owned it, and we bought it from him. We were over in the next shopping center over. We're there for 5 years. Moved over to the Rayleigh store. We've been there for 5 years. At the first year.
Well, congratulations.
Well, I tell you what, you're getting accolades on the chat room here.
Oh, good.
great cookies. My girls love the frosted cookies.
Yes.
Their dad does, too. Yeah, I've noticed that. Yeah. So.
And remember, we're doing shamrocks. There won't be a whole lot of them, but shamrocks for tomorrow. So get in early.
That's right, because tomorrow, of course, is St. Patty's Day, and our daughter and son's wedding anniversary.
That's right. So it's the Spring Home and Garden Show beginning on Friday. What's different this year? Tell us, is there a new exhibit?
Well, we got a lot of new things. So Friday is our senior day, and that's when the seniors get a free gift with their entry. And then on Saturday, we do the barbecue competition. That we've done for quite some time now, but it's getting really big. So we got a meat sponsor, and so everyone coming in through on Saturday will get a free sample of the barbecue competition. So barbecuers barbecue their meat up, send it to the judges, then all the rest they sample. What's happening with that sampling money? So when you're going to get your free one, but you can buy tickets there, that money will go to the Veterans Museum.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
Yeah, just kind of a great thing.
So you have you have a meat sponsor now?
We do.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. They have to be anonymous, but they just gave us...
Okay, because I was going to say we can name them, if they want to be anonymous.
Yeah, they just gave just a bunch of stuff and said, hey, we want to sponsor. We want to help with the veterans. And so it's just kind of a way of getting people in there.
So it gives, and so it goes to the Veterans Museum up there. It's they're trying to build it.
Yeah.
They're trying to put it on, and they're getting to have some other things going on too. We're trying to get Rob on.
Yep.
He just sent me a bunch of emails the other day.
Yeah.
Bruce, can you buy stuff there at the Home and Garden Show?
Yes. Carmona's is going to be there. They'll have appliances. If there's something you need, they're able to help you there. You name it, there's all kinds of stuff there.
The plants or things like that?
I don't have anyone selling actual plants.
Okay, but they can tell you what kind when you have the questions for it. Because I remember everybody's so friendly there, and they give you ideas on what to do.
Yeah, like our landscapers are going to be able to tell you what trees, what plants. They're going to be able to come out and give you all the information you need.
Super. Okay, we have some tickets for this.
Good.
That we've been giving them away this week. And so we've got two tickets to the Home and Garden Show. You can either go the 18th, 19th, or 20th. It's down at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, of course, in Anderson. Friday from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And it's free admission with this pass. And yes. Then you get to walk in, and then I think you even get a bite of barbecue.
You do.
That's
right.
You do. So
give
us
a call here, 605-4567, and you can get two free passes, admission free with this pass. So I have to just come by the station, and we'll make sure that you get these two tickets, 605-4567. So,
we have something else, too.
What else do we have, Bruce?
We have...
Ooh.
We have one... Baker's dozen of cookies.
That go with it. Yeah,
that go with cookies and yogurt. Or the, is this a separate thing?
To come into your store.
Come into your store. You get a baker's dozen, which means 13.
13,
right? 13 cookies at Cookies and Yogurt on Hartnell Avenue in the Old Raley Shopping Center. For the next person that calls, 605-4567. The hard part was getting these away from the crew.
Yes.
Because they are like, whoa, I want that. So if you want a 13 cookies, right, Baker's Dozen from Cookies and Yogurt, give us a call at 605-4567.
So
there's other people calling already.
Right.
Okay.
So 27 years you say that you've been involved with, correct me, that is that the correct?
37.
Well, again, 37. You know, when did you start? When you were 10?
Yeah, well, Shirley.
Eight, six?
Yeah, Shirley, my mom, she's been involved with Mike Popovich for so long. Mm-hmm. And he's no longer here, but in the area. But she's run it for so long. We started as a Christmas gift show, and then went to the Home and Energy show at the convention center. And then it got so big we had to move to the fairgrounds. So it's just kind of evolved over the years.
You seem like you're obviously a very loyal guy. You've been at the airport a long time.
I have.
And then, of course, every time we go into Cookies, we see you there.
I try.
Yeah.
Are you ever at home?
No.
Okay.
I tell people.
Now, are these any kind of cookies?
The only thing it doesn't include is the sugar frosted.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay.
No sugar frosted.
You know what? You can get your baker's dozen and then buy some cookies.
Oatmeal. I have oatmeal raisin, oatmeal chocolate chip.
Oh, yeah. No, these are the bomb. These are the best.
You have it all. We do.
I decided because I was... Wow. Telling Bruce that, you know, with our Gold Diggers musical director, he's in his 90s, and he's been going through chemo, and he's been very sick, and I get these emails every day from the girls, my former Gold Digger dance mates, and, you know, like, what do you do when somebody's gone through chemo? Well, you know, they like salt and sugar. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, don't send them balloons, don't send them flowers, they don't want to take care of flowers, so I'm going to go in and get the baker's dozen and send it to him, because you do mail.
We do.
And then it would be a nice thing from Reading.
Yeah.
They'll love it. They will love it.
You know what we need to do is, you take the cookies and a copy of Enjoy Magazine.
Oh, yeah.
And you send it.
Yeah.
So all that at one time.
And the Enjoy magazine is there in the store.
Mm-hmm.
We're a distributor.
Throw one in there.
Yeah. Throw one in there.
Okay. The gentleman who called asking about show tickets, there is a second set. So, sir, if you want to call me back, I will give you the second set.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Wherever that was. Yeah, we've got another set here.
We want bodies to show up to the Home and Garden Show. Yeah,
that's right. And the cookies went right away.
We're coming on Sunday.
Don't worry. We're going to give away cookies again tomorrow.
Nice.
Good.
Nice stroll.
Well, it's going to be so nice out. Too.
It's going to be beautiful.
You know, it's Friday and Saturday, you know, like I said, I think Friday's in the 70s.
Mm-hmm. We may have to play hooky and go out there.
Sunday we're going to do it.
Oh, Sunday. Oh, that's Sunday. Right. Sunday. That's right. Because we've got all your thing going Friday and Saturday. But Sunday is the day out there.
Yeah. So any day. Anyway. So
it's nice to walk. It's just nice to walk through there and everything. And now we got the cookies working.
Yep.
So that's me rubbing my hands
really
together in the
stuff.
Background. Okay.
Yeah, Anything else you'd like to add?
You know what? Just a lot of local vendors. Like, we have relationship with a lot of people here in town. Like, we know a ton of people. And it's just nice to be able to help those people. You know, the home shows are a great way for them to do business. So it's just a great way for them to get their business started for the spring.
We love that. You know, it's all about supporting local, shop local, support local. So that's a great way to reach out too. Again, do you have painters?
I don't have any painters.
Okay.
Oh, you mean like house painters? House painters. I do. I have two.
Fantastic.
Yeah, they're there. Shasta Valley Painting, and his brother does painting also. So,
okay.
Yeah, we got painters there.
People who just are fixing your house up.
Yep.
And your
you got
gardens.
It all.
I got contractors. I got real estate. I've got financing. You know, just a lot of good people that are there that when you come out, they're going to give you, honest, mm-hmm. you know, solar. You know, solar's so up and down. You got to pick the right one. We kind of handpick those. We make sure that they're local and they're going to back up what they do. That's kind of one of our goals as a promoter, to make sure that we're just not selling to anybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's why we have them. We do our advertising for our guys
here.
Yeah,
we feel really good about
our
nice
solar
to,
people here.
Yeah. Nice to hear you say that. And pools. Sure,
pools,
you have
yep.
pools galore, I'm
Biking
sure.
Biking pools is there. Yeah, they're going to bring down some of their furniture, plaza interiors. Mm. They do such a great job, and they're bringing down some of their outdoor patio furniture. Stroop's Chainsaw, they're going to be there, bringing in some of their power equipment, Redding equipment, Team Power, lawnmowers, anything you need outside.
It's there.
It's there.
Good. Okay, we're talking about the Home and Garden Show this weekend. Cookies are available again, did you say?
Yes, the gentleman who had won the cookies was actually wanting the tickets, so when the second set of tickets came available, he called back and said, I want the tickets.
So okay, so we've still got cookies.
Up for grabs.
All right, we're going to give cookies away today. We'll do that later. We'll give the cookies away later. Bruce, thank you so much for coming
thank
here.
You so
the
much.
Home and Garden Show this weekend, starting
we'll
Friday at 1 p.m., and it goes Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and all day on Saturday and Sunday, 12 from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, Sunday 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Friday 1 p.m. to 6 p.m.
That's
right. And we'll be giving away, we're giving these cookies away today. Like I said, if I can get them out of the grasp of everybody that works here.
Yeah.
All right, thanks so much.
You're
all right,
welcome.
We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to be back with the Vietnam veterans. They're having, their extravaganza here pretty soon. We'll be right back.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. The ethanol-free 93 is ready for the lawnmowers and weed eaters and chainsaw folks, so come by and try it out. Cody says bring those barbecue bottles in and get them filled up, or we have the exchange program. We have another load of Clear Pearl come in for all the portable heaters and the red kerosene for the others. Our Toyo Tommy heaters and on-demand hot water heaters are being installed all the time by Johnny, so give him a call. Northern Lights Energy, for deliveries to homes, job site, and ranches. If you need it, we bring it, including bulk oil deliveries. In Corning, stop and see Robin. In Weaverville, get a hold of Joe. In Reading, the rest of the crew. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It is 12 minutes until the hour of 8 here on the 16th of March. Wow, tomorrow's St. Patty's Day. 52 degrees out there, going up to 75 today. It's going to be a beautiful, 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 beautiful day. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Wellgate Sports Club. Last night, I was at the club working out. It was like 7:30, and I hadn't had a workout yet yesterday, so I just had it on down there, hopped onto the machines and to the ellipticals, and then went over and was lifting weights, and then back to the ellipticals again. You know, you can go in these ellipticals, and they've got TV sets there. So I immediately switched it off to politics and switched it over to Jeopardy, where some guy bet $19,000 on the question, what is the most popular, or what is the busiest seaport in Canada on the western side? Well, he bet $19,000. He bet everything on that one question. It was, of course, Vancouver. Even I knew that one. But see, the guy won $38,000 last night. And all of a sudden I realized my heart rate was up and I was going like about 100 miles an hour. Wellgate Sports Club, perfect. You can get to join that. And if you join at the level, you get two free treatments at the Boheme Spa. So, but right now they have the new personal aqua personal training program with Kathleen Cowling, and you can work out in the water. It's a lot easier on your joints. Give them a call at 768-1205. Linda and I both go there, and we love it. Okay, we're here with Linda Johnson and the Chapter 357 of the Vietnam Veterans of America. Welcome home, Veterans Day. Vietnam Veterans Day. It's going to be this Saturday, March 19th.
That's right. It's the seventh annual one.
That's right.
So, and this year we are looking for the family and friends of the 36 Shasta County servicemen that were killed in action in Vietnam. We're honoring them. And we do have a poster that we have all 46 names on it.
Mm-hmm.
We have 43 pictures, so we are looking for family and friends of three of them.
Oh, okay.
And their names are... From Anderson, Paul J. Simon, he was in the Air Force, and his casualty date was 12/14/65. And then we have two from Cottonwood, a Sheridan J. Watkins, whose casualty date was 2/17/66, and a Robert Greenstreet, whose casualty date was 5/26/71, and they're both from the Army. And those are the only three pictures we do not have, and we'd love to have pictures that include them with our other 43 of them.
66.
50 years.
50 years.
50
wow.
years.
50 years.
Yep.
It's hard to believe that. You know, people are protesting about things.
I ran into
no
a lady.
Idea what it was like back
I
then.
I ran into a lady this last weekend that still carries. She protested the Vietnam War, and she still carries it.
Still carries.
Yes.
It was still like, mad? Oh, she's
yeah,
still mad?
She still is mad.
Still angry. Okay.
Yes.
Hey, look, this is a great thing to go to. This is going to be... At the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street. At 10 o'clock, it's going to be memorial service for the Shasta County servicemen that have been killed in Vietnam out at IGO. And then with a posthumous welcome home to our fallen Vietnam veterans. And then at noon, a welcome home Vietnam Veterans Day program will be held at the Veterans Hall at 1605 Yuba Street. And with a free lunch provided by the Sons of Italy, entertainment by the Shasta Meadow School students, and information tables of veterans organizations and resources. So, Linda, you have been a mainstay of this group for so long, and we're going to be missing you. You're leaving.
Yes, I have decided it's time to go down to Oceanside where my son and my grandson and my aunt live.
So you
and warmer weather.
And warmer. Well, warmer. Well, during the summer, it's going to be cooler. You know that.
Yes.
So, but, you know, we're going to miss you. Oceanside's such a nice place. And I lived there in that general area for a long time, and I was stationed down there off and on for 30 years. But this thing right here, Eddie McAllister, of course, is the Chapter 357 president. Everybody knows Eddie.
Yes.
And who is a fighter in so many different levels. But so this is again, this Saturday. But now you're looking for people, photos of these three servicemen. Now, right. I know that people have been reaching out in the areas in Cottonwood. And did you say Cottonwood or Anderson?
One in Anderson and two in Cottonwood.
Two in Cottonwood.
If looking they have school yearbooks. Oh. School yearbooks if
from
you have.
Well, what about going down to the schools?
We've tried and nobody has them that we can find.
You mean the schools don't keep a yearbook?
I don't know.
I would think that they would keep a yearbook from every year that the school has been in, you know,
Yeah, but you think about it, if they've been in, like my husband went to a school that was over 100 years old and that you have yearbooks or whatever for that long, that's a lot of yearbooks.
Yeah, but you think about that, if they had had a yearbook with photographs from 80 years ago, wouldn't that be cool though?
Yeah.
Maybe if nobody's checked that, they may want to check that.
Yeah, Mike Dahl, who is...
Oh, Mike's...
The one who's been working on the poster, so he's been looking, but I thought, well, I can bring it up today and see if somebody's listening, and maybe they have a school yearbook or something with these three guys' pictures in it.
Okay, well, let's give their names again.
Okay, the first one is Paul J. Simon, that's S-I-M-O-N. He was in the Air Force. And from Cottonwood, it's Sheridan J. Watkins, that's S-H-E-R-D-E-N, Watkins, and Robert Greenstreet. They both were in the Army.
Okay.
So we're looking for those three pictures, you know. And if you know of any others that we do not have, you know, names that come up.
We're talking about 46 Shasta County servicemen killed in action during the Vietnam War.
Right.
Okay.
And Saturday, we do have a... the MIAPs are escorting 19 unclaimed veterans to IGO, and 10 of them are Vietnam veterans.
Okay.
And we will be having a thing. And anybody can come out and drive their car out there. They're leaving the vet hall around 9:30 in the morning.
They're leaving the vet hall at 9:30 in the morning.
Go to IGO.
Now, the Missing America Project, of course, varies with honors those veterans, whether it's Civil War all the way up to now, whose remains were never claimed.
Right.
Either because their families died out or their families lost track of them. And they verify that they are veterans, and then they bury them with honors.
And that's what's happening this Saturday.
And that's going to be 19 of them buried this Saturday.
Right, 19 this Saturday, and like I said, 10 of them are Vietnam vets.
Okay. It's amazing when you think about that so many people are lost in the, I guess, in the shuffle of the life there, you know. Maybe they were a Vietnam vet that, you know, for whatever reason, separated
Correct.
From his family. Or maybe they're just his family. Their family's just, you know, died. Or maybe they never really had a family.
That's correct. And so we want to honor them because they deserve the honor that they didn't get when they get home and that all veterans get. They deserve it,
Absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, Linda Johnson's here with us.
Thank you for your constant vigilance.
About turning on her microphone there, you know? There you go. No, you've got to turn on the third one.
Linda.
Hey, Linda's, there you
go. Thank you for your vigilance, Linda. That's what I was trying to say. Thank you for the honor of just how hard you work to keep it going, keep the memory alive.
Well, if it isn't for the associates, which I'm a representative, associates of the Vietnam Vets, our purpose is to keep the Vietnam veterans' legacy alive, and because they aren't, it's not talked about a lot in schools and that, and a lot of people don't know, the younger kids don't know it, so we want to make sure, even when our Vietnam vets pass away, that their legacy and what they did is still out there, because they did it on their own. A lot of them were drafted, but a lot of volunteered because they loved their country.
Most of the people that fought in Vietnam were volunteers.
You know,
people don't realize that. And people also, you know, they like to talk about those poor, you know, besotted poor people from Vietnam. But many of the people that fought in Vietnam, many of the soldiers and Marines and airmen and sailors, went on to have very successful lives. And have gone on to be very successful businessmen, you know, family men and family women, all of these. And it's not, you know, unfortunately you hear about the ones that don't make it.
That's it.
But there were millions. millions that did make it, and they made it well.
And like I told this one lady I was telling you about earlier, you go to any Vietnam veteran and talk to them, they would say they would do it in a heartbeat again. It's because they love their country, and they always have and always will.
And they love the people they were with. It was
That's right.
For some of them, it was as hard as it sounds, a year or two of combat was the most exciting, the most meaningful part of their life in many times. I know it's hard to believe, but, you know, and they've gone on since then. But that was a point in their life that will always be memorable.
And it'll be memorable for their families, too.
That's right. Okay, so, all right, everybody. This Saturday, they're leaving at 9:30 from the Veterans Hall for a memorial parade. Not a parade, but for ceremonies
motorcade.
Up at Igo. Yeah, motorcade going up there to Igo. A memorial service for the Shasta County servicemen killed in action in Vietnam with a posthumous welcome home to the fallen Vietnam veterans. And at noon, a Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day program at the Veterans Hall with lunch provided by Sons of Italy. Free lunch. And entertainment by the Shasta Meadow School students. For any questions, please call Eddie McAllister at 524-7504 or call the station here.
Yeah. And also, I'll let you know, Olive Garden is also donating their salads and breadsticks for the luncheon. So
it's here for Olive Garden then.
Yes, that's right.
Talk about community outreach. Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back after the news with Sheriff Tom Basinko.
KCNR Shasta Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Marco Rubio's presidential aspirations coming to an end last night. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
After losing the primary in his home state of Florida, Rubio suspended his presidential campaign. He said he knows voters are angry, but called on the country to remain hopeful.
I ask the American people, do not give in to the fear. Do not give in to the frustration.
Rubio leaves the White House race, having won only three of the presidential nomination contests. Greg Clugston, Washington.
One Democratic senator says Merrick Garland is a bipartisan choice for the U.S. Supreme Court, and Chuck Schumer of New York asks, quote, if the Republicans can't support him, who can they support? He spoke after congressional sources said that President Obama would be nominating the Federal Appeals Court judge to the U.S. Supreme Court today. U.S. consumer prices down in February.
The Labor Department says consumer prices slipped 0.2% last month after no change in January and a 0.1% dip the month before. Meanwhile, core inflation, which excludes food and energy, went up 0.3% following a similar 0.3% rise in January. In the past 12 months, overall inflation is up a modest 1%, but core inflation is up 2.3%, the biggest 12-month gain since May 2012.
As correspondent Jeremy House, the 700,000 people who normally ride the D.C. area metro system are finding other ways to get around today thanks to a system-wide shutdown. Commuter Andrew Larimore has it made, though. He's one of those federal workers, they get to work from home on days like this.
You know, it's fine with me. I'm teleworking, so I got no problems with it.
Officials called for an electrical system check after a fire broke out yesterday. On Wall Street, it had been a major struggle for the major indexes early going. Right now, it's reverse course, though. The Dow Jones Industrial Average right now up by almost 6 points. The S&P 500 up by 1.5. The NASDAQ up 12 points. More information at townhall.com.
Sunday, Fox presents a live musical event, The Passion. Here's host Tyler Perry.
The Passion is the story of Christ in the last hours of his life, from the time he enters Jerusalem until the crucifixion, all the way up to his resurrection.
A live musical event with Christian star Michael W. Smith, gospel sensation Yolanda Adams, country legend Trisha Yearwood as Mary, and more.
I think it's something that the whole family should see.
The Passion, hosted by Tyler Perry, a live musical event, Sunday on Fox.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Congress has been looking into the water problems in Flint, Michigan, and not happy about what they're seeing. Some serious allegations flying yesterday, as Wally Hines reports.
An angry Mark Edwards lashing out at testimony from former EPA official Susan Hedman.
This problem should never have happened in the first place. And I need to remind you, EPA had nothing to do with that.
EPA had everything to do
with creating Flint.
Edwards accusing Hedman with helping state officials cover up the crisis.
She allowed Flint's children to be harmed.
As for EPA's continued denials,
I guess being a government agency means you never have to say you're sorry.
Hedman resigned from the EPA in the wake of the Flint crisis.
That is correspondent Wally Hines on Capitol Hill. Search efforts have been suspended for a car that plunged into the Ohio River after a massive pileup on a bridge leading from Kentucky into Cincinnati. An emergency official says it's unsafe to put divers back into the rising river to continue the search. Breaking news at townhall.com. The new Star Trek film is going where no Star Trek has gone before.
If you want to see the new Star Trek TV series, you'll have to sign up for the CBS All Access video service. The network wants the new show to air exclusively on the online portal when it launches in January. And it won't be the only one. CBS execs say the network plans to release 3 or 4 original series each year on the service, which costs about $6 a month. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
On Wall Street right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up by 12 points. The S&P 500 not doing bad itself right now. It's up by just about 12.5. The U.S. Treasury Department says that foreign holdings of U.S. Treasuries were slightly higher last month, even though the country that holds most of them, China, decreased its holdings. They were down by about 0.7% from the government in Beijing. More details at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 here on Wednesday, March the 16th, 2016, right here in Redding, California. It is 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. Phone lines are 605-4567, and we are streaming live.
Welcome to our second
right
hour here
at KCNR Free Fire Radio.
Currently 51 degrees in the downtown studio. It's going to be sunny today with our highs of around 75. Tonight our lows are around 48 with clear weather. Tomorrow, March 17th, plenty of sunshine with the highs of 78 according to the recent forecast that's come out. And clear tomorrow night with 47. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Call them at 365-3793.
That's right. Alliance Heating and Air is bringing you this segment of Free Fire Radio. Voted best in the North State in 2015, and they've been probably best in the North State for a lot many more times than that. Been in the business for well over 20 years, a veteran-owned business, Martin and his people. Make sure that all their customers are taken care of, whether it's just checking out the filters in their air conditioning or heating systems and making sure everything's working, or if it's an emergency, and then they'll be there 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Alliance Heating and Air, give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org, our heating and air conditioning place of choice. Okay, now we have with us...
Sheriff
Tom Basinko.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Shasta County Sheriff.
And Bob. Always a pleasure to be here on this beautiful spring day in Shasta County.
Third Wednesday of every month.
Yeah, last week it was raining, and this week we're in the 70s, and you were saying that maybe Sunday, back to rain again.
Sunday, Monday, and but you know what? Here we are. We're 27 feet from the top.
That is great.
Shasta.
The lake is filling.
It's filling. Holiday Harbor. They're a happy group out there. I mean, they've got people calling. They've had people calling for weeks.
You said you had someone on your show earlier in the week talking about. I've seen a lot of good press in the San Francisco Chronicle.
Kevin Kelly was talking about that.
The Sacramento Bee. About the lakes filling, both Oroville and Shasta.
Yeah, he said last year when everybody was talking about how bad it was, including San Francisco, he invited up one of the writers. And they came up and they looked at it and they said, "Oh," he says, "Yeah, we're down. We still got 637 feet of water in this. You know, it's 637 feet deep still." And the guy went back and wrote a decent article saying, "Yeah, you know what? It is down, but there's still plenty of water in there to have a great time." You know, and, you know, you just don't have the, you know, the. I think what gets to people is when they see all the, you know, all the bear bank there, and now you're getting close to the top.
Yeah, a lot of people refer to that as the bathtub ring.
The bathtub ring, yeah. But now you've got this. You know, and I remember a few years ago when it was down. Again, we had another great rain, and it filled it right back up. And everybody was told it's going to take years to get that filled up.
I think in the 70s, they were talking about it takes several years, and it filled up in one season.
Yeah, just like this.
So if we get a...
But the drought, we're still in drought, though.
Correct. I mean,
we're not finished with the drought, and this thing is still going on. We just happen to have El Nino that rolled through here this year.
So, Sheriff, what is going on? Tell us what's happening, what's on your radar.
Well, this week we have a full plate because we're moving our offices from 1525 Court Street, which is right across the street from the courthouse, and we're going to be moving down to 300 Park Plaza, which is off of Park Marina Drive, kind of like you're going to the movies 8.
Okay.
And there's also a gym down there. And so,
you're going to be serving popcorn down there too?
Not going to serve popcorn right now. I'll leave that to the movie theater. And then... So we're moving into this building. The county purchased the building. We had to do some remodeling. We'll have to do a little bit more, but we basically crammed a three-month project for remodeling to get us into 1 month, and then we'll be moving our offices this weekend.
Okay, so you have the dollar store. If you're talking about that stretch of mall, you've got the gym there.
No, you're over there by...
You're on Athens.
Okay,
it's so the other one over.
One over. So if you're over by... Northern Valley Catholic Social Services. We're right next door to them.
Okay.
And then...
There's that furniture store somewhere around there.
Yeah. Ashley Furniture.
No, it's not Ashley. It's Ethan Allen.
It used to be Ethan Allen right there. Yeah.
Okay, so that's the area. Okay.
And there's a big round building on Park Marina Drive. Yes. It's right across the street from the big round building.
Oh, okay. So you're up a little
further.
So we're
right there. Right. And those are going to be our new offices. And... have two windows to better serve the people coming in for permits and reports and everything like that. And then our detectives will be on the second floor, and then administration and accounting on the third floor. So we're going to be getting in. They're finishing up some signage and some painting this week. And then we hope to have a ribbon-cutting ceremony in April.
Mm, fantastic. So there's growth.
There's growth there.
New hirees?
We need new hirees, or need to hire more people. Deputy sheriffs, both for patrol. A lot of those would be lateral transfers. So if you know somebody out in another agency that's wanting to come north here to Shasta County, most come north and work here. We have openings in Burney, which is a beautiful spot in eastern Shasta County there, especially for hunting and fishing. And then spots down here as well. And we have some great schools here in Shasta County. And a lot of recreation.
You just got to be able to pass the physical,
mm-hmm.
the mental, and then now, are you all paying for them to go to school?
We need to get some money in the budget for that, and this is going to be a difficult year again for budget because the county has asked for a flat budget.
Yeah, flatlined.
And if you have a flat budget, you're actually losing because you're staying flat for expense or for your main budget, but your expenses are still usually going up.
Yeah, because... No matter what they say, there is inflation out there.
Oh, absolutely.
Even if they don't give Social Security and military retirees a bump, they give everybody else bumps.
And then it's tough for us sometimes because we work with Murphy all the time, and the unexpected shows up, and so we have homicides. We have big emergency like the wildland fires that occur in the summer that cause a lot of expense and overtime while we're doing our job there. But it's exciting time to be moving, very glad to, and trying to get people hired. CHP, I was at a meeting recently up in Lakehead, a town hall meeting, and California Highway Patrol Redding Area Commander was representing CHP there, and they need to hire about 400 people for the next year, 400 officers.
You're talking about the Highway Patrol?
Highway Patrol.
Oh, yeah.
And they said they will go through approximately 50,000 applicants probably to try and get that 400.
They at the last meeting we had, the Civilian Advisory Board, 18,000 and this was last year. 18,000 that applied. By the time you get down to the end for the 400, and it comes out to like 3%.
Right.
They actually make it through.
And one of the biggest things that washes them out is marijuana use in their background. especially recent marijuana use.
Like, because they were a little nervous, so they were smoking it on the way down for the interview.
And sometimes, you don't know how true that statement is. Sometimes that is reality.
I think I heard that from you once.
Yeah.
When's the last time you used it? I had a little bit, just a little bit today. Yeah. I was a little nervous.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think it works like that. Hey, we got to take a break here. Our guest is Sheriff Tom Pasinko, Shasta County Sheriff Tom Pasinko. Now, here's the thing. The fact is that we are short. You are willing to hire right now, and now you're just looking like everybody else because it's a seller's market as opposed to a buyer's market.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, the people out there that are trained or going through the school can kind of pick and choose where they want to go.
Either from the academy, we have recruits visiting the academy, or we have staff visiting the academies to hire recruits, and county personnel goes right with us, and we can get them an application, get them tested, and get them in the process right then and there, an accelerated hiring process. Okay. And that's been pretty good. We've gotten some applicants there. We had a person from another agency, a lateral. We were just about ready to hire him, and he says, thanks, but I'm going to go to Central California agency, another county. And unfortunate, but that's the way it was. So he had several on the line at the time when he was applying.
Well, okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew, another veteran-owned business right here in town, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Espresso Joe's with any type of great coffee, brews, teas, beers, and wine that are there at Espresso Joe's. And then next door is the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. And that includes a walk-in humidor that is just simply outstanding. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. We're here with Sheriff Tom Pasinko, and we're talking about hires for the county and how that's not so easy. It's not easy for the police department, and it's not easy for the county up here. And we'll be right back talking about that when we return.
Club has dedicated themselves to creating an environment that supports your personal goals, whatever they may be. That's because Wellgate Sports Club is more than just a gym. Wellgate is Redding's first premier sports club with a staff, programs, and 23,000 square foot facility designed to give you an exceptional experience every day. Now it's never been easier to take advantage of incredible amenities, including Redding's only indoor saltwater pool, outdoor jacuzzi, sauna, luxury towel service, and over 130 exercise classes designed from beginners to experts. For a limited time, you can become a member of Wellgate Sports Club with no enrollment fee. That's a $99 value. In addition, Wellgate Sports Club will provide you with 3 personal training sessions and a nutrition consultation absolutely free. That's another $225 value. There's never been a better time or a better place to get started. Call 768-1205 today for your personal tour. Or stop by 1740 Eureka Way and don't forget to visit online at WellgateSportsClub.com. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
Now he won't want to marry me, she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test driven it myself. But a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains and long desert stretches, made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later, he called, and my heart skipped a beat. Hi, Don. Just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Ooh, I wanted to hear some more of that. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Walk into the largest walk-in humidor on one side when you walk in. And Espresso Joe's. So it's really a cool place to go and for all your coffee needs. Coffee beans by the pound. And Joe and Shelley have been great supporters of this station here, as well as our veterans in the North State. Thank you so much for being our longest sponsors, one of our longest sponsors since we started, Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop Drive.
Sheriff Tom Basinko is with us today, and we were talking about hiring people because we've got openings. But now we're just trying to find people to plug in there. How many people are you trying to hire?
Right now we have openings for 15 deputy sheriffs.
15? And you can hire 15?
If we could...
Okay, Linda. What do you think, hon? You know what? What do you think?
I just think it's fantastic.
For you and me, though.
Sure.
We can get in there. I mean, but, you know, we could go out as a team, except it'd be dangerous because give you a nightstick and a taser.
We'll be like...
I'd be the one in danger.
What was the name of the...
Adam 12.
Adam 12.
Although that was... Two guys, Reed and Malloy.
Yeah.
This would be Bot and Bot.
Yeah. Bot 13.
Bot 13.
Of course, then, same thing. If you guys were a couple on patrol with partners, they'd always say, "Where's Linda?"
Yep, there you go.
If Linda wasn't with you on patrol, they'd say, "Where's Linda?"
Where's Linda?
Because everybody walks into the studio and says, "Where's Linda?"
That's right.
I go into a house, and all the meth heads are there going, "Where's Linda?" Yeah. We'd rather have her arrest us. We want her to pat us down. Yeah.
No,
I tell you what, it's an experience you'll never get over.
But we've had a recruitment team going to our academies at Butte, Redwoods, which is in Eureka. We've been to Napa, Santa Rosa, and then we're getting ready for some other trips here in the near future, a little bit farther south. There's academies throughout the state all the way down, and we're going to try and
Unfortunately, our pay scale up here
absolutely
sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
It does. And I cannot understand why the Board of Supervisors doesn't do something about this. I mean, we've got people who are paying $150,000, $200,000 a year, yet we can't bump up our deputy sheriffs.
And we don't
compete with anybody.
Correct. We continue to lose people to other agencies. We've lost a lot of very good men and women over the years, the decades, primarily to Redding Police Department right here, but we have lost them to other agencies.
Well, down to Red Bluff, I think, and
we've hired a few from Red Bluff.
Really? Yeah. Okay, well that's good. But you've lost some to the courts and everything because they just
over to the marshal's office. We've had some to the district attorney's office here locally. Quite a few over to Redding Police Department, and it is primarily a pay when you're
it's
looking.
It's time to call up the Asphalt Cowboys because that's what their job is, right? Aren't they like an arm of the
Sheriff's
Department?
Yeah, they're a volunteer
department?
Group that can
there you go.
Cook up 10,000 meals in the event of emergency.
But they're all into this fast gun competitions, and they're all armed. I mean, you can hear them every time there's a parade coming by. They're armed to the teeth. I mean, there you go, Tom.
In fact, we are getting ready for Rodeo Week coming up, too, with the Asphalt Cowboys and everything. They're probably going to be getting them on the show here pretty soon.
Oh, boy, that's a whole week. We've been going through the dates on that, but
yeah.
So anyway, 13 new positions to be filled.
Right,
and
15, but that's as of today. Could be more when I get back to the office. Who knows?
One of the people said here is that you all move dangerously close to the Classic Cafe.
Oh boy, that's right. Uh-oh. You can walk there. Okay, so you're in the hiring mode, moving mode, but so what else is on the way? I know that you've got a multitude of things, but...
Well, you know, we're both the chief of police and the Redding fire chief, Chief Gray and Chief Paletti. We participated in a blueprint strategy, was working with a consultant, and we presented that before the Board of Supervisors and to the City Council, and we presented what they call Tier Zero recommendations. And Tier Zero recommendations were recommendations that can be done for no cost or the cost of staff time, which you're still going to have staff working anyway, so they can do this. And like for an example, one of them for the sheriff's office, and they focused on the custody division or jail, was develop a mission, vision, statement, and goals and objectives. Well, we have a mission statement, vision statement for the organization, but they said, hey, make it specific to the custody division. Of course, it doesn't get us any more beds. I called around to a number of counties. Most counties have one mission statement for the organization and not division specific, but it's not that big of a deal. We can make a division specific mission statement. Goals, we have goals, but we can actually get those going and have them a little bit more formalized. Another one was involve public safety partners in identifying and addressing key detention issues. So we obviously know we need bed space, and how can we get them out, or we can ship more out of county. We can only ship certain inmates out of county, and those inmates have to be sentenced inmates, and that's because the people that are waiting to go to trial or pre-sentenced have to have access to their defense attorneys. And so if we shipped out the pre-sentence, the defense would be filing motions with the court to bring them back because they don't have access to their client that can then prepare an adequate defense. And then some of the other counties...
And they won't take just any of those either.
Because that's exactly
If they've got somebody that's a problem, they're not going to take them.
The other counties don't want them.
They're going to take your trustees, the really good people.
They don't want disciplinary problems. They don't want medical problems. Some can't take females. And they get filled up, too. We got a notice last year from one of our counties that said, hey, it was during the summertime, and said, hey, we can't take any more because we're filling up now with our summertime. And then developed some... performance reporting to be shared with the public safety partners. And we generate, we being probation and the sheriff's office, generate a ton of statistical data. And what do we do with that? Well, we have our community corrections partnership because of WABE 109, and how can they better use those that statistical data? Look at our classification manual, and our classification manual is how we classify inmates to house them in the jail. And we're in the process of getting a new jail management system that will help with the inmate classification, and then work with probation. Probation department has probation officers in the jail during the daytime that help do risk assessments, and they have a tool, a form, a survey that they fill out, and by answering certain questions on that survey, it determines if an inmate is a high risk or a lower risk, either for reoffending. Would they be a good candidate to put out on own recognizance or put an ankle bracelet on, or would they be likely to reoffend? Unfortunately, most of our inmates are high risk and likely to reoffend when they get out, and that's what adds to some of
the problem is that the ones, like you said, the ones that are lesser are not in there. And then, you know, of course, right. Prop 47 and all these. I mean, you know what? You've done it. What you said before is that what we do is, because we keep winnowing out the lesser offenses, that we have pretty soon it's just all serious guys in there.
Correct. That's what's
in
there
now.
And
then the gang guys. And so now it just gets worse and worse. And pretty soon they're so bad that the ones that you would ordinarily want to keep in that jail, there's just no room for them.
Generally, that's where we are now.
And is that where we are now?
Absolutely. We're always at that 90+% capacity, which only leaves us about 5 vacant beds throughout the whole jail. And we get up to 60 bookings a day, anywhere from 25 to 60 bookings per day. As the weather warms up, we're going to get more bookings. And so with only 5 beds, what do you end up with? Releases. Now, we got the ARC project coming, the Adult Rehabilitative Center. They're halfway through designing the plans.
Yeah, that's still 2 years away.
Yes. 64 beds. We had an opportunity for 128, but the board chose not to do that.
Two members of the board chose not to do that. That was Supervisor Leonard Modi.
Yep.
And Supervisor David Kehoe.
Correct. And the money was there at the time. It may or may not be now. And then they were concerned about ongoing operational costs.
They disagreed vehemently with that, with the numbers and everything.
They did. Some of the other Board of Supervisors did not, and the auditor even said, hey, the money is there, but the auditor didn't recommend spending it that way.
Okay. Hey, well, let me ask you a question then, and I don't want an answer right now because we have to take a break. With all the problems we're having here, would you get behind the idea of the sobering center? Don't answer that yet.
I won't answer that.
Don't answer that yet till we come back.
Until we come back, so that'll be a clue for everybody to stay tuned.
There you go. That's right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in town in Reading. I tell you what, locally owned, locally operated, they will meet or beat prices of the big box stores anywhere at Bastiani Arms. Great customer service, super gunsmithing there. You have any questions, you just go in there. John Bastiani's hands turn into little wrenches when he gets inside the a gun. When he does. He can do anything with it. They've got it all. All the shooting accessories you need for turkey season.
Oh, that's right around the corner.
It's right there. He's got guns and ammo right there. Give him a call at 222-8222. Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, and veterans get great discounts at Bastiani Arms.
Great support of the community. I was just at a fundraiser, and a number of guns there from Bastiani Arms.
John Bastiani and his wife and his family, they're here. They've done a lot for our community. All right, we'll be right back.
Each Saturday at 9 o'clock, it's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. And we have great community sponsors.
Russell Cleaning Services, both residential and commercial cleaning. Shasta Athletic Club, the place for fitness in Reading. Revolve Solar, save on those energy bills. And Authority Property Management, the pros in property management.
Each week we cover many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform you of what's happening. So tune in each Saturday at 9 o'clock to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show, it's the happening place.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. And we are having a... I don't know. Today's a little strange, isn't it?
Well, you know what?
Tom's here, and he's always great, but it all started this morning.
Well, because you had an echo, and you know, sometimes you can't... You were conditioned for 30 years in the Marine Corps. So every day, if things don't start just a certain way on the air, it kind of ruffles. You get, you know, you have to just kind of like, can you imagine being a singer and all of a sudden your sound equipment goes out? The show must go on.
The show goes on, but all the question was, Is it going out over the air like that? Because I can live with a return back into my head.
Can you?
I'd live with it every day. So, but the point is that, and then just little things like, just little things. I can't find this thing.
Okay,
I'm supposed
that's
to be
all right.
Reading.
So the rhythm. So your little rhythm is
my rhythm is a rhythm. Yes. I am at arrhythmic.
It's hump day.
I need. You know what I need? I need those paddles. Just put one on my chest and get me going. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue, close to where the sheriff's new place is going to be.
Walking
distance there. I tell you what, veteran-owned business where they give the greatest haircuts in the world is right there at Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. I can't say any more than that. Then everybody should get their haircut there. I've gotten people out of the beauty shops into a manly place.
That's true.
Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, right there. Discounts for seniors and veterans.
We had a caller who wished to assure you, Colonel, that you sound, and I quote, perfect.
No, thank you for that little pat. There was your paddle.
Boom, right there.
Hey, we have two tickets here for Our Town. It's
made
tonight, by the way. If you're like, oh, what am I having? I've got a free night or something, and we just happen to have these two tickets left. It's media night tonight, which means that they launch the show and bring all the media in, and they give us tickets to promote their show. And this is, of course, a wonderful cast, local production, Riverfront Playhouse, which is always spectacular with some of our great talent here out of the North State. Our Town by Thornton Wilder. It's tonight at 7:30. Give us a call here, and I'll give you our last two tickets. 605-4567 for tonight's performance of Our Town. Love to have you be able to go.
Brenda and I are going.
Oh, wonderful.
Great. Okay. Also on the 19th, Chili Cook-Off and Roast of Donald. At the city of Shasta Lake. No, it's not Donald Trump. It's Don Spurgeon, who's one of the civic leaders out there. You have it starts at 4 p.m. and it goes to 8 p.m. But they have the chili cook-off tasting, the cook-off winners announced at the dinner, silent auction, roasting of Don Spurgeon. Looks like a great time. All the money is going to the new Shasta Lake Gateway Library. Give Rick Kern a call out there at the Big Dipper Restaurant, and you can pick up your tickets at the Big Dipper Restaurant or Shasta Lake Chiropractic, Old Mill Eatery and Smokehouse, and the Shasta Lake Gateway Library. Okay, we're here with Sheriff Tom Basinko, and my question was, when I left, would a sobering center be of any assistance?
Yes, the sobering center, and there's a distinction between a sobering center and a detox center. Sobering center, you bring people in who are intoxicated. They sober up after a few hours, and then they're released. They do get some references on how to get off their alcohol or substance abuse addiction, but it is not a rehab center.
But it does give you ability if they choose to go there because, again, it's voluntary.
It's basically voluntary. So what would happen is a law enforcement officer finds a person that is intoxicated or under the influence of drugs and give them a choice. Go to the sobering center. Or go to jail. Now, they have to be cooperative, have to be voluntary.
They can't be bleeding.
Can't be
like
having any injuries.
Seizures.
They can't have other charges pending, like warrants for their arrest or drugs on them and other crimes. But they go there. It helps the officer get back on the street quicker because they stop and drop them off. They have some medical attention there.
Takes an hour and a half to 2 hours for every time you pick up a drunk out there. And Reading police picked up 1,000. I don't know how many you picked
up. Not necessarily all the time, but they do get busy in the jail with those amount of bookings that they have. And then officers can get further delayed if they have to go to the hospital.
That's right.
If they get refused at the jail or if the person has some injuries, then they go to ER. And then the ERs are busy, so that can tie up an officer for a while.
It just seems to me if we have that kind of that downtown sobering center Bob wrote this, is that you kind of picture Otis walking into the sober center and just say, hey, I'm checking myself in, and they put him in a little rack and he gets a bath the next day.
That's almost a fair analogy.
Yeah.
And it's the cooperative drunk that would go in there.
Okay.
It would relieve the jail of some of the bookings and staff, but it wouldn't necessarily free up a lot of beds because those are also the same people that get booked in and they would get released later.
So it makes no difference, really. Those are the ones you just hold for a while. So it doesn't ease up on that, but it would help
the police department.
It would help the police department, yeah. But I'm looking at is maybe even enlarge that so it's not just you drop them off, but then that's the beginning of the detox for people that volunteer.
Later on down the road, that could be a first step.
Yeah, I see that as a possibility, but as far as the room in the jail, that's not really going to help.
Yeah, and there's another one called a mental health crisis center where you could take people that are there in crisis. We get people that are in crisis at times with mental health, but they've still committed a crime. People who have committed a crime still have to go to jail. So that really wouldn't free up jail bed space, but again, would free up some of the officers for availability because if they get a person in crisis, they have to take them again to the ER. They have to get checked and then wait, if they're not cooperative, have to wait for a mental health professional to respond there. Now, recently, Shasta County Mental Health has said they may be able to start putting a person in the ER room for people that are in crisis, and that would also help cycle through the people in the ER room to help the nurses and doctors in the ERs.
I don't want to sound just negative here, because I try not to be that way, because I really think that we need, as a community, to get behind the sobering center and a daycare and call it a day center for homeless. I really believe that, because that will get the people out of the library that need a place to clean up or go to the bathroom and charge their phones and all this and put it into a day center along with the sobering center there and some other assets that can start working on getting them out of this endless cycle of drinking or drugs and get them back into society. And that includes housing after a certain, after they got the buy-in here. But that still does not answer the question that we're having of no room in the jail. And the fact is that are they getting ready to go for another release here?
They are. Governor Brown has proposed another proposition that may go before the voters in June. He's having some legal hurdles because the Sacramento District Attorney and the District Attorneys Association of California have challenged the proposition. But basically it would go in and release more people, more inmates from prison into our state and to our counties. And then it would also, again, change the sentencing laws and go from what we have as determinate sentencing, which Governor Brown signed into law when he was the governor the first time, and then go to indeterminate sentencing. So then it gives the judges a lot more discretion on how they sentence, and then it's usually less sentences, less time.
Right. Now there's...
And he has said, he came and spoke recently with our state association, and he said the main reason for the proposition is to get inmates out of prison to lower the prison population so they can get out from under the federal three-judge panel as a result that resulted in AB 109.
Well, but they do that, but it's still and they're upset because they're saying is, wait a minute now, you guys out there in these counties you're circumventing the system by bringing them in for another charge. And
you still have people committing crimes,
and it's because so we're still sending people in.
Yeah,
but gosh, what are you going to do? I mean, if they
and then with
we've got people out here shooting people.
You get, and then with the changes in AB 109 and the way the funding is, if you send too many people to prison, then they come and take some of your funding away because you're taking people sending people to prison, and so they're penalizing.
So by taking money away from
yes.
them. You know what? This whole thing was a smoke and mirrors, a Three Monty, card game
between,
from the 1850s on a river. No, this was called riverboat statistics.
Especially Prop 47.
Ah!
Prop 47 reduced a bunch of felonies, mainly drugs and property crimes, to misdemeanors. And they said, all the savings from sending people to prison will go to the schools.
Tell me.
And that was way overestimated.
Where's the savings going?
They still have yet, but now they're saying what was going to be $100 million in savings is really $30 million in savings. And where is that going? And so that's a whole big
administrative
issue.
I bet that's probably going to administrative costs, how much you want to bet.
Yeah.
Now, here's the other thing on things like that. When we get jammed like this, and then they, I'm sorry, but we've got bad people out there, and now you're releasing more bad people. and that we and so we're going to send them back to prison. Oh, no, no, you can't send them back to prison because we're, now we're going to take your money away from right. you. I mean, this whole thing is getting to be overwhelming. At what point?
This is all developed into the perfect storm. And the perfect storm started before AB 109. You had overcrowded prisons. They were going to the court process, which ultimately resulted in the Supreme Court decision that said, hey, release people from right. state prison. Then you had the Great Recession, and cities and counties were cutting back statewide, and so you saw a lot of law enforcement officers either laid off, or if there were vacant positions, those vacant positions were cut and done away with or left unfilled. So you had a reduction in law enforcement agencies statewide. We saw that here locally as well. And then you had 109 that released a bunch of people. Then you had Prop 47 that released even more people from prison and reduced them and put more of an impact on the locals. And now you're seeing the governor's initiative come up to want to release people from prison, more people, and not send them back. And then the president also gave a bunch of pardons that released, I think, about 1,300 to 1,500 people from federal prison. And those are your high-level drug dealers and traffickers.
But those... those all weren't out of California, though, right?
They weren't all out of California. I think they estimated out of that 1,500 that 300 were coming back to California. But it's still another yeah. impact.
Another impact. Okay. Our guest is Shasta County Sheriff Tom Pasinko. We're going to take a quick break, but this portion of the show brought to you by, I think it's probably what you all should be talking about this, is Northern Firearms Instruction, but any of but talking about concealed carry, because concealed carry, and there's been in the paper in the last few days where people that were carrying legally actually saved people during the commissions of attempted murders, robberies, all types of these things. And Northern Firearms Instruction is run by Ted Leidy, and this is his job. This is his business. He doesn't do this as a second business. This is his full job. Teaches in 7 or 8 different counties up here in Northern California, and has all of his instructors are NRA-trained instructors, every one of them. And they will also provide a gun and ammunition, at least unless Lieutenant Governor Newsom's stupid initiative passes. They can provide guns and ammunition to those who don't have one, so you can then select the right pistol for yourself to carry. Northern Firearms Instruction. Give them a call at 999-1822 or check out their website at readingccw.com. We'll be right back. It's 8:45 right here in the KCNR 1460 studios.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is Maria Orozco. The Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino would like to thank everyone who attended Villains Year to Remember, because there is one in all of us. We would like to thank the Keyhole Mystery Theater and Front and Center Dance Studio for their wonderful entertainment. It always brings us joy to recognize the amazing organizations we partner with. It's because of organizations like you that our area is a true community. The Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino would also like to thank all our sponsors for their support.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Guys from Shasta Lake Floors have just got back from visiting flooring manufacturers from around the world, keeping up with the newest technology in floor covering. Several years ago, Shasta Lake Floors introduced Smart Strand Triexta, the most stain-resistant carpet in the industry. This year, we have discovered innovations in hardwood floors with scratch resistance like never before. Having been in the flooring business for over 40 years, we understand the importance of service and product knowledge. You have our word that Shasta Lake Floors will always offer you products and provide the service best suited to your needs. Whether it be Smart Strand, the bleach-resistant carpet, luxurious Karastan carpets, or hardwood and towels of excellent quality, Shasta Lake Floors offers the best products installed by the area's best trained technicians. And Shasta Lake Floors can guarantee the lowest price on even the most luxurious floor coverings. 8-time winner of Best in the North State, Shasta Lake Floors is the place to go for your new floors or granite countertops. And yes, we have financing up to 48 months. Come and see us at 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake. We are now open on Sundays. Visit us Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 4.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Bob, how come we're not letting it play a little bit longer? Because some days you
should talk
play
right over the top of it anyway.
Well, yeah, but still, it can still play, though. I mean, yesterday you played, and
okay,
today
start
we
all over.
Okay,
let's play
let's
again.
Start all over.
Let's play
we
again.
Have,
let's
hit
come
it
in.
Again. Okay, ready?
Come in. Play that song.
Okay,
play
one
that
more time.
Funky music,
right.
White boy. Oh, well, that's pretty good.
This
yeah.
is KCNR
right.
1460. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Not see, too much. Too soon.
Yeah,
so all right. Welcome. We can do this. We can do this for 15 minutes here. Okay, there you go. I like it.
Currently 51 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have a high today of 76 degrees. Our lows will be 49. Tomorrow looks like a beautiful day again. Sunny with our highs of 76 and our lows of 47. And Friday, sunny as well. So look forward to the next two or three days. And, of course, the home show this weekend will be fabulous as well. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Each and every time you read our news, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, give them a call at 365-3793. A beautiful forecast for a beautiful week.
That's right. Okay, Sheriff Tom Basinko is our guest. Sheriff, talking about concealed carry and the fact that we've got 7,000 over 7?
About 7,000 active permits in Shasta County. We probably have about 300, what I call in the pipeline, that are in the process of getting approved.
And what I learned the other night, and which is kind of a surprise, is that we're backed up because of
the state.
The state is, you think there's only like one person checking
There is. I've talked to her, and none of the databases talk to each other. So if you want to get your real estate license, you got to get fingerprinted. If you want to work in the schools, you got to get fingerprinted. And those databases don't talk to each other. So if you want a CCW permit, you got to get fingerprinted again. And they are backlogged really out. Right now we're taking appointments into May, and I wouldn't be surprised if we're into June already. But a lot of times they get their application in, everything's good to go, they mm-hmm. get fingerprinted, and they're waiting on the fingerprints to come back, which is taking right now about 60-plus days. If you buy a gun today and go in, oftentimes you may not get the approval back from the state within the 10-day waiting period. And sometimes it takes up to 30 days. And then after 30 days, the state says, dealer, if you want to release that gun, you may. But some dealers are and some dealers aren't, because what they run into is if they release it and maybe the person comes back as prohibited, who's on the hook for it? The dealer.
Well, they can use then the people that they've sold to before and all that kind of stuff, and people they know that, I would never sell anybody to somebody just kind of like coming in the first time I saw them and expect to give it to them after 30 days. But that's not fair to the buyer. The rule was 10 days.
And that 10-day waiting period wasn't for backgrounds. Originally,
no.
It was created
that's
as
right.
a cooling-off period
in
so
case,
somebody couldn't go in angry, buy the gun, and walk out with it.
And shoot with it. Now, but the point is, if it takes longer than 10 days, then, that's not the law. So if it's over 10 days, if it's a cooling-off period, the cooling-off period obviously is happening.
And then current law is you can only buy one handgun per month if you have the financial ability to do it or you're a collector or something.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have a new piece of legislation that would extend to long guns if it gets approved. So you can only buy one shotgun or rifle per month.
Well, because you don't need all those rifles and pistols.
The answer is just one more.
Yeah, so. I know. Well, why do you need that? Why do you need that? Why do you need
more
than one pair of shoes? Okay.
But there's a lot of legislation pending in
California legislature right now that is not gun-friendly, anti-gun. One major piece is an initiative proposed by Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, and that would radically change gun ownership and the ability to have guns and magazines in California. Mm. It would ban all large-capacity magazines, no grandfathering in. So a magazine that has more than 10 rounds is legal in California if you owned it before the ban. You can't purchase them now. But if this passes, people would be required to turn them in, destroy them, move them out of state, or be in violation of the law. It would also...
How would you enforce that?
Makes it very difficult because then you become the magazine police. It'd make purchasing ammunition on the internet or out of state illegal. You would have to get a license to purchase ammunition and get backgrounded to purchase ammunition.
That's the other thing too for ammunition. I mean, another 10-day wait for ammunition.
You could end up with a wait period, and you have to have a permit.
And this initiative too is that Tom and I are out on the range shooting, and say we're skeet shooting, or trap shooting, and Tom goes, "Oh, you know what? I'm short 5 rounds here. Carl, you got 5 rounds?" I said, "Of course I can, but I can't give them to you."
Because under that initiative, it becomes illegal.
It becomes illegal for me to hand my grandson a box of 22 ammo.
So this initiative...
Which means he can't buy 22 ammo because he's not old enough. So how do kids shoot?
Right. That's the idea. It also puts some more...
I mean, is that true?
Some more restrictions on ammo dealers. So if you're selling ammunition, the people selling it have to be authorized and backgrounded to.
Mm-hmm.
This one is so onerous that the California State Sheriff's Association has come out and opposed the Newsom Gun Initiative very, very strongly. They represent all 58 county sheriffs. And then on top of that, around 40 individual sheriffs have said, "Hey, release my name publicly that I'm opposing this individually as a sheriff." And, of course, my name's there, joining all the other sheriffs. And I helped lead the way to get that opposition for the initiative. There's a lot of gun bills that are out there right now
that are just bad.
Well, speaking of guns, we do have a question here as far as renewals. And I'm thinking that has to do with carry renewals, concealed carry.
Right.
How much lead time is needed to get your permit or get a renewal?
For the renewal.
Renewals aren't running too bad because you've already been vetted, backgrounded, and you don't have to get re-fingerprinted. So we're only running a few weeks out on that. But the sooner you can get your renewal certificate.
And that's just because of paperwork. It doesn't have to go anywhere, right?
It's a load now because of all the other...
but it doesn't have to go out of county.
It doesn't
county.
Have to go out to the state and wait for approval.
Okay, that's just right there.
And probably the best time if they want to add a gun or take a gun off their permit is at renewal time. Makes it more convenient and a little easier.
Would it be okay then if I just typed up my own, just brought it down to you?
It would be nice for you, the renewal application, but there's also a piece of legislation that would allow a little change in the CCW permit process that would allow, much like a driver's license or a credit card, to have a little plastic card that could have a CCW on that. A lot of people ask for them. Some agencies have them, but you also have to, under the current law, you have to issue the paper permit as well, so it's a duplication. So we're trying to get that taken
care of. Other states issue you a plastic card with your photo on it.
Which correct.
I think is cool.
And they don't require you to list the guns.
That's right.
Some just say, "Here's your permit to carry, and you can carry whatever you want."
Well, who cares? I mean, once you've gotten the permission to carry, it's just a money thing, obviously, right?
It's money, and then when you put a gun on a permit, then it becomes... in a database. I won't say registered, but it becomes in a database.
Now they know you've got this kind of gun. And then they could, if they wanted to, they could cross-check that against whatever guns you have registered.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they can do that. And as the computers get smarter, they send out little spiders and start finding stuff like this. And then they get a phone call to Sheriff Tom Basinko and say, "Hey, you need to go over and check Carl Bott because he doesn't have a .40 caliber registered yet. He's got it on his permit."
Well, they want to also do that for some ammunition, this ammunition registration that you'd have to get one, because then if you were to go purchase a certain type of ammunition, they would say, "Well, wait a minute, you don't have this type of gun. why are you purchasing it? Are you becoming a straw purchaser, which is purchasing for someone else? And that's how they want to try and limit that.
It's just bad. It's just bad.
So, like right now, I think last year, it was so onerous to sell a gun in San Francisco that the last gun shop, the last surviving gun shop, closed. Another piece of legislation that's out in the state legislature is requiring
videotaping
of all gun transactions in a dealership.
So that means videotaping the purchaser.
Yes.
Of this.
And so that means a lot of equipment for the gun dealer. And then storage of storing all those video files as well.
I wonder for
on
how
top
long.
Of that. And
plus,
who knows?
Plus, that's got a link to the gun for the paperwork they filled out and all that kind of stuff.
And then the state is saying if you sell guns out of your home, which is allowed if you have the right licensing and everything, it would ban those types of gun dealers, and even though they're complying with the law and still making the national InstaCheck system and with DOJ through the dealer record of sale, it would ban those smaller home sale type dealers, and even though they could even comply with the video part if this becomes law.
This whole thing is this is really a concerted attack. And now if Gavin Newsom becomes governor, stand by.
Yeah, it's incumbent upon gun owners and CCW holders to stay abreast of the law, know what's going on in the state legislature, and they can check a number of websites such as the California Rifle Pistol Association, Gun Owners of California, and be aware of what's going on in our legislature, and write to our legislators and contact them.
Okay, we've got less than a minute left, Tom. What do you want everybody to know? Is the last parting thoughts here?
We are certainly being impacted by crime. Please be assured that we're doing everything that we can to get people hired. We're doing the absolutely best that we can in the jail to keep those worst offenders in, but we need more room and more bed space. We contract out with other counties to the tune of about $550,000 a year, but only certain inmates can go out, not those pre-sentence inmates.
Right.
But we work closely with our allied agencies such as Reading Police Department, Rob Paletti. But I appreciate everybody's support, and thank you for having me on today.
Well,
thank you, Sheriff Pasenko.
Sheriff Tom Pasenko, he's everywhere. And if you ever need to get a
hold
of him, if you can't get a hold of him, it's your fault because Tom's everywhere. All right, everybody. Tomorrow we've got Trish Clark coming in and a lot of neat stuff happening. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world from...
Your news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. One Democratic senator says Merrick Garland is a bipartisan choice for the Supreme Court. And Chuck Schumer of New York asks, if the Republicans can't support him, who can they support? This after President Obama announced he'd be nominating the Federal Appeals Court judge to the Supreme Court today to fill the seat that was held by the late Antonin Scalia.
I do hope they will do their constitutional duty and give President Obama's nominee a meeting, a hearing, and a vote.
That's Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid, who says the president is fulfilling his constitutional duty and Republicans should allow the Senate to do the same. Florida Senator Marco Rubio pulling out of the race for president after losing in his home state to Donald Trump.
I just want you to know there's nothing more you could have done. You worked as hard as anyone worked. I want you to know we worked as hard as we ever could.
Rubio telling his supporters how grateful he is for all they've done. Donald Trump says something is definitely happening in the Republican Party, and that's his reaction to presidential primary wins in North Carolina.